Locker room chats continue here on 92.1 at KMZA, talking Frankfurt basketball with boys head coach Ben Steinlage. It is presented by Blue Valley Technologies, First National Bank of Frankfurt's Countryside Feed and Community Healthcare System. Tuesday night, you got your first game of the new year. Nice win at Donovan West, 46-29. You guys are now 5-1 overall. Had to feel nice coming out of the couple of week break and get a victory to start the new year.
Yeah, absolutely. You never know, you know, not having to play in a couple of weeks, what the guys are going to look like and having some rust potentially. And, you know, you can try and simulate stuff in practice as much as possible, but you never know until you get in that game scenario. So, yeah, pretty pleased with how we came out against a solid Donovan West team, and you know, hopefully we can build on that.
Yeah, obviously we've seen your team perform at a pretty high level. The only loss to this point against Wabunsee back in the second game of the season. So you guys have rattled off four straight wins. You start the new year with a win, and obviously a difficult stretch coming up here, a couple of games before the Twin Valley League tournament. You know, how are you kind of utilizing these next couple of days of practice, getting ready for the number one team in the state on Friday?
Yeah, today will be a big, you know, kind of fix us day, so to speak, and work on some of the stuff that maybe we didn't do very well last night, or stuff we can keep building on, and, you know, maybe a little bit of game prep Friday, and then tomorrow will be a big, big scout day, and then try to give you know, everybody a kind of a feel for what we may see Friday. It's going to be hard to replicate, you know, what you're going to see with Hanover, as athletic and long and talented as they are. But yeah, that's kind of the scope and sequence. Get some shots up, and hopefully we're ready to go for Friday.
Yeah, Hanover hung up 81 points in their win against Lynn on a Tuesday. Obviously, number one ranked in the state, undefeated right now. Obviously, so many athletes. You mentioned the length and athleticism there. You know, ultimately, when you try to prep for a game on just a couple of days, you know, obviously when we're in the thick of it, you don't have much prep time. When you get a team of this caliber, how do you kind of transition and utilize the little time that you do have to get your team prepped for a game like this?
You know, I think some of it has to start well before, you know, Friday. Some of that, not that we've been prepping for him for 2 weeks, but some of the stuff you know you're going to see coming out of break, you try to work on over Christmas break, and you've got some time to really break some stuff down. And you know, like I mentioned, and like you said, it's impossible to fully give yourself a look in practice. I don't care, you know, what kind of caliber kids you have. You got someone like Hanover coming in on Friday, but, you know, you really count on some of those maybe underclassmen or some of your JV guys to really give you a good look. And, you know, and then film scout goes a long way too. Seeing some things and watching some huddle and breaking stuff down helps guys. But, you know, you got to take care of yourself first before you can worry about prepping for our team.
What are going to be the keys for the game on Friday, ultimately, on your home floor, which is always a positive, but what are going to be some keys to get that win against the number one ranked Hanover Wildcats?
We're going to do a better job of controlling the defensive glass and not giving up offensive boards. We gave up 12 last night to Donovan West, who did a great job of attacking, and they play super hard. You know, it's kind of been a little bit of an Achilles heel for us up to this point, I feel like, is giving up too many of those. And I feel like we do a good job of attacking the O boards ourselves, but, you know, it kind of eliminates what you do when you're giving up the same number on the other end. So control the boards, both sides will be big. You know, we got to eliminate run outs. You know, it's hard to get any stops when guys are getting bust out and you're turning the ball over on top of the key. So, you know, quality offensive possessions may be our best defense at times on Friday. And then we got to continue to do a better job of finishing around the rim. You know, we had a bunch of shots last night within, you know, 5-6 feet, and we didn't shoot a very high percentage there. So there's a lot of little things. You can go down the list, but you know, we got to keep solidifying some things that kind of been our Achilles heel here for the first six already.
That is Ben Steinlage, the Frankfurt boys basketball coach, joining us here. Our locker room chat presented by Blue Valley Technologies, First National Bank of Frankfurt, Countryside Feed and Community Healthcare System. Our game of the week Friday on 92.1 will be Frankfurt and Hanover. It's a battle of 5-1 against 6-0. Should be a lot of fun on Friday night. Coach, as always, we appreciate the time. Thank you so much for joining us, and we will see you on Friday.
Hey, thanks for having me.